Last night, as I was meditating upon the word that the Lord would share with us today,
昨天晚上当我在思想今天和弟兄姊妹要交通什么的时候，
I was watering plants and watering my lawn because we're in a drought.
因为因着的干旱，所以我在浇我的花，也浇我的草。
Last year, I was meditating on the word that the Lord would share with us, and I called the brothers and said, I may not be sharing tomorrow. It looks like there's going to be a lot of rain.
去年这个时候，当我在思想交通的时候，我打电话给弟兄说，因着那个太多的雨，所以我们可能没有办法来。
And if you remember last year at this time, we didn't have a Sunday gathering here in this building.
所以，请你如果还记得的话，去年这个时候我们在这里没有聚会。
Isn't it a wonderful thing that we can trust the Lord?
我们能够一切把一切交托给主是何等美好的一件事。
We need not fear the flood.
我们不再需要怕发水。
We need not fear the drought.
我们也不需要怕干旱。
Whatever comes our way, we can rest on our Lord Jesus' breast.
不管我们前面遇到什么，我们都可以在主怀里面安息。
Let's ask the Lord to open His word to us this morning.
求主把他自己的话语向我们打开。
Dear Heavenly Father, as we open your word, as we share, may we see Jesus and Jesus alone.
主，当我们来读你话语的时候，愿我们看见耶稣，只见耶稣。
You have a specific revelation for us this morning.
你今天早上有特别的启示来给我们。
We don't want to hear doctrine.
我们不愿意看到教义。
We want no teaching.
我们也不需要教导。
We want to see Jesus and Jesus alone.
我们愿意看到基督，只见基督。
We do pray that you would be preeminent.
主，我们祷告，愿你成为我们生命当中居首位的。
Pray that you would wake us up if we are tired.
如果我们软弱，求你来警醒我们。
Protect us from the distraction of the coming week or our phones that ring.
也保护我们不要被下星期所发生的事或者被我们的手机所搅扰。
Protect us from the tradition of just hearing a word every Sunday.
也让我们不再进入好像只是一个传统，每个星期天都来听到。
May we see you afresh.
让我们在新鲜的光景里面看见你。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. I'd like to begin this morning by reading three passages from the Scripture.
我愿意今天早晨开始的时候和大家读三段圣经。
It's going to be a little long.
也许会长一点。
But I find if we just are humble before the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit to speak, the word will come alive.
所以，但是我想，如果我们在主的面前谦卑，那主的话语在我们面前就会活化出来。
I think we'd all rather hear from the Lord's word than anything I have to say this morning.
我想大家都愿意听主的话，而不是我所说的。
So let's start in Luke chapter 12.
那我们路加福音十二章。
This is a parable of our Lord Jesus.
这是主用的一个比喻。
Luke chapter 12, verse 16 through 32.
路加福音十二章十六到三十二节。
We're all in a different place spiritually. The Lord wants to show us something unique. So as we read, just ask the Lord to reveal something to you.
我们也许属灵里面光景都不同，所以当我们读的时候，让我们有这样一个祷告，主亲自把他的话语向我们启示。
I'll read in English all the way through to verse 32, and then our brother in Chinese.
我会先用英文读，然后翻译的弟兄会用中文从一直读到三十二节。
And Jesus spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he reasoned within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have not where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater barns, and there will I bestow all my grain and my goods. But I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for the many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou foolish one, this night is thy soul required of thee, and the things which thou hast prepared, who shall they be? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, Be not anxious for your life, what ye shall eat, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. For the life is more than food, and the body more than raiment. Consider the ravens, that they sow not, neither reap, which have no store chamber nor barn, and God feedeth them. Of how much more value are ye than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a cubit unto the measure of his life? If then you are not able to do even that which is least, why are ye anxious concerning the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God doth so clothe the grass in the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more shall he clothe you, O ye little faith? And seek not what ye shall eat, and what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. But your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. Yet seek his kingdom, and these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
路加福音十二章十六到三十二节就用比方对他们说，有一个财主田产丰富，自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？又说，我要这么办，把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财在神面前却不富足的也是这样。耶稣又对门徒说，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么，为身体忧虑穿什么，因为生命胜于饮食，身体胜于衣裳。你想乌鸦也不种也不收，又没有仓又没有库，神尚且养活它，你们比飞鸟是何等的贵重呢？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？最小的事你们尚且不能做，为什么还忧虑取义的事呢？你们想百合花是怎样长起来，它也不劳苦也不纺线，然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小心的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？你们不要求吃什么喝什么，也不要铁了心，这是都是外邦人所求的，你们必须用这些东西，你们的父是知道的，你们只要求他的国，这些东西就必然加给你们了。你们这小群不要害怕，因为你们的父乐意把国赐给你们。
Okay, Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章。
Luke chapter 18, verse 18 through 30.
十八章十八到三十节。
This is a familiar story that's found in three of the four Gospels.
这是大家很熟悉的一个故事，在那个三个福音书里面都可以找到。
Luke 18:18, And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, even God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And he said to Jesus, All these things I've observed from my youth up. And when Jesus heard it, he said unto him, One thing thou lackest yet, sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when he heard these things, he became exceedingly sorrowful, for he was very rich. And Jesus, seeing him, said, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to enter through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they that heard it said, Who then can be saved? But he said, The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. And Peter said, Lo, we have left our own and followed thee. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or wife, or brethren, or parents, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this time, and in the world to come, eternal life.
路加福音十八章十八到三十节，有一个官问耶稣说，良善的夫子，我该做什么事才可以承受永生？耶稣对他说，你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位以外，再没有良善的。诫命你是晓得的，不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，当孝敬父母。那人说，这一切我从小都遵守了。耶稣听见了，就说，你还缺少一件，要变卖你一切所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。他听见这话，就深忧愁，因为他很富足。耶稣看见他，就说：有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难呢？也骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。听见的人说：这样谁能得救呢？耶稣说：在人所不能的事，在神却能。彼得说：看哪，我们已经撇下自己所有的跟从你了。耶稣说：我实在告诉你们，人为神的国撇下房屋或是妻子弟兄父母儿女，没有在今世不得百倍，在来世不得永生的。
So in these two passages that we've read so far, we see a rich man who became so rich he had to tear down his old barns and build more barns.
所以这边我们看到有一个财主，他是这样的富有，所以他要把他旧的仓房拆了，来盖一个新的更大的。
And if we read carefully, we see that even with those new barns, he has so much left over. All he has to do now is retire and eat, drink, and be merry.
所以看到他是这样的富有，即使有这新的仓房，他还是有多余。他所能做的就是吃喝快乐。
So it's a good story for those in retirement.
所以这对那些退休的人来说是一个很好的故事。
The second passage we read was a rich young ruler.
第二个是一个富有的年轻的官
who obviously had all the riches and all the authority one could want, but he was lacking something.
他有着人所能有的一切的财富和权柄，但是很明显他还缺一样东西。
So I want to read one more passage that kind of combines both of these stories.
所以我愿意再读一处圣经，把这两个故事串起来。
It's a story of a man who could have retired 100 times over.
这是有关一个人，他也许可以退休一百次。
It's a story of a man who had more authority than any one of us could ever dream of.
他所有的权柄是我们所有的人所只能梦想的。
And this is the story of Solomon.
这是所罗门的故事。
And we hear the summary of his life in Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
他在传道书的第一章里面总结了他生命的故事。
So again, bear with me as we read through this chapter, but I think it is a good chapter when we reflect on why we're on this earth.
这是一个比较长的故事，但是让我们很好的看见说我们在这个世上的生活到底是为了什么。
And I'll be reading it in the NIV.
我会用那个新国际版来读。
Because I like verse 2 in the NIV.
因为我更喜欢那个新国际版里面的第二节。
And I'll read this chapter and then our brother will.
我会先从头读到尾。
The words of the teacher, son of David, king of Jerusalem. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utter meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What does man gain from all of his labor at which he toils under the sun?Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun sets and hurries back to where it rises. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and around it goes, ever returning on its course. All streams flow into the sea, yet the sea is never full. To the place the streams come from, there they return again.All things are wearisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear its fill of hearing. What has been will be again, and what has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one can say, look, this is something new? It was here already long ago. It was here before our time. There is no remembrance of men of old, and even those who are yet to come will not be remembered by those who follow. I, the teacher, was king over Israel and Jerusalem. I devoted myself to study and to explore by wisdom all that is done under the earth. What a heavy burden God has laid on men. I have seen all the things which are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless, a chasing after the wind. What is twisted cannot be straightened. What is lacking cannot be counted. I thought to myself, look, I have grown and increased in wisdom more than anyone who has ruled over Jerusalem before me. I have experienced much wisdom and knowledge. Then I applied myself to the understanding of wisdom, and also of madness and folly. But I learned that this, too, is a chasing after the wind. For with what much wisdom comes much sorrow. The more knowledge, the more grief.
在耶路撒冷作王大卫的儿子传道者的言语，传道者说，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空，人一切的劳碌就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？一代过去，一代要来，地却永远长存。日头出来，日头落下，即归所出之地。风往南刮，又向北转，不住的旋转，而且返回转行原道。江河都往海里流，海却不满。江河从何处流，人归还何处？万事令人厌烦，人不能说尽。眼看看不饱，耳听听不足。已有的事，后必再有；已行的事，后必再行。日光之下，并无新事。岂有一件事，人能指着说这是新的？那这是在我们以前的时代早已有了。已过的时代无人纪念，将来的时代后来的人也不纪念。我传道者在耶路撒冷做过以色列的王，我专心用智慧寻求查究天下所做一切的事，乃至神教世人所经炼的都是极重的劳苦。我见日光之下所做的一切事都是虚空，都是普风，弯曲的不能变直，缺少的不能足数。我心里议论说，我得了大智慧，胜过我以前在耶路撒冷的众人，而且我心中多经历智慧和智慧的事和知识的事。我又专心查明智慧、狂妄和愚昧，乃至这也是普风，因为多有智慧就多有愁烦，增加增知识的就加增忧伤。
So these three men that we've just read about are to be admired.
那这些我们刚刚看到三个人都是值得我们尊敬的。
They are hardworking.
他们工作辛苦。
Just look at how they are monetarily.
那你看看他们钱财上面的富有。
The first man we read about had need of nothing. He had more than he could put in the barns that he had.
第一个我们看到他一无所缺，他所有的东西 放满了他的粮仓，还有余。
Obviously, the rich young ruler was rich. That was his name, rich young ruler.
那很明显，那个年轻的那个有钱的那个官长，他也很富有，因为这就是他的名字。
Solomon was probably the richest man imaginable in the history of man.
所以，而所罗门是历史上我们所能找到最富有的一个。
Probably in the billions, if not trillions, of dollars today.
也许今天值几兆或者几亿的钱财。
These men were respected. They were men of authority.
他们也有权柄。
You don't have many barns without many servants.
因为你有多少的粮仓，你就需要多少的仆人。
The rich young ruler ruled many people. His name was ruler.
而那个官长，他当然管很多的人，所以他的名字叫官长。
And it says in Ecclesiastes, Solomon.Was the king, the greatest king of all Jerusalem?
而所罗门当然在那个传道书里面，他是耶路撒冷的王。
It seems as though these men were rather morally rich as well.
他们好像在那个道德上面也很富有。
We don't know about the first one, but he was at least doing business, so some people trusted him.
他在做生意，那肯定有人相信他。
The second one could go through the Ten Commandments and check them all off his list.
那而第二个人，他可以到十诫上面说，我每一条都做到了。
Solomon wrote the Proverbs. Is there anyone who is more moral than Solomon?
所罗门写了箴言，那有人比在所罗门在道德上更高吗？
These men were rich in knowledge.
他们在知识上面也很富有。
Obviously, the farmer knew how to farm.
农夫知道耕种。
The ruler was very knowledgeable in the scripture and or the Old Testament and the teachings in the law.
那个官长他当然对圣经、对旧约、对十诫都很熟。
And no one had more knowledge than Solomon.
那当然没有人比所罗门更有智慧。
They were rich in humility.
他们甚至在谦逊上面也很富有。
The first one said, you know, I have just enough now to eat, drink, and be merry in my retirement.
第一个人说，在我退休以后，我只需要有足够的让我吃喝快乐。
No need to be greedy, just enough to retire.
我不需要太贪婪，因为只需要够我退休就可以了。
The rich young ruler knelt before Jesus, an act of humility.
那个年轻的官长，他在耶稣的面前，低头下拜。
Solomon, though called the greatest king, always referred to himself as the son of David, a very humble act.
所罗门虽然是耶路撒冷的王，但是他总是称自己为大卫的儿子，所以他也很谦卑。
These men were rich in their time.
他们在当时的时代也很富有。
We've already talked about the retirement of the first. We see the rich young ruler had time to travel and see Jesus.
那我们看到第一个人已经退休，而第二个官长他有时间来到耶稣的面前。
And we read in Ecclesiastes how much time Solomon had to study and to learn.
而我们在传道书里面有读到所罗门花了多少的时间来寻求智慧。
They were also rich in self-sufficiency.
他们在自足这件事上也很富有。
Many barns.
他们有很多的粮仓。
Self-sufficient and obedient to the commandments.
他们也在那个十诫上面自足，并且遵行。
This rich young ruler could say, not only am I obeying the commandments now, but I did so as a youth.
他像这个年轻的官长，他说，我从年轻的时候都已经遵行了。
And Solomon was so self-sufficient that all nations came and visited him to find out how he became so sufficient.
所罗门是这样的自足，所以万国都来到他的面前来寻求他是怎么样来够自足。
Now, as I describe these three men, it doesn't sound so bad.
当我向大家来描述这三个人的时候，好像听起来很好。
Let's think about these middle schoolers that are about to become high schoolers.
但是想一下这些初中生，他们要升上去高中。
Let's think about the high schoolers who are about to become college students.
来思想那些高中生马上就要去大学。
All of us in our middle age.
那我们这些中年人。
If we were to say on Wednesday to our parents or to our grandparents, I have enough money to retire.
如果星期三的时候我们可以对我们的父母或者祖父母说，我已经有足够的钱，我可以退休了。
I've just received a promotion in a corner office at work.
我刚刚得到一个提升，有了一个靠那个墙角的那个办公室。
If we could say to our parents and our grandparents, we are morally pure.
我们对我们的父母说，我们比你原来所有的更多。
If we had all the knowledge and all the answers, our family would be very pleased with that.
我们有所有的知识，有所有的答案，那我们的家人就会很满意。
And if we could all do that with humility, it would even be nicer looking.
甚至我们可以在谦卑的里面来行这样行出来，那我们看起来就更好。
If we had so much free time that we could visit our family and just discuss and sit back, oh, what a wonderful thing.
那如果我们这样空闲的时间，我们可以和我们家人一起旅行，这是何等美好的一件事。
But I fear that that's our Monday through Saturday attitude.
那我但是很不幸，这好像是我们星期一到星期六的态度。
See, when we read the story of the rich young ruler on Sunday, we judge him.
所以当我们星期天来读到这个年轻官长的故事的时候，我们就来审判他。
Have you ever read the story that way?
你是不是这样读过这样的故事？
What a fool.
这是何等的愚蠢的一个人。
All he had to do was sell all and follow Jesus.
他所需要的就是变卖一切 来跟从主。
I know I've read it.
我这样读了。
They taught me in Sunday school to read it that way.
因为在主日学的时候，他们就是这样教我的。
But if we look at that in reality, who are we really?
但是在实际的里面，我们是谁？
And let's be clear from the beginning, this isn't just selling all of his money.
这个不是光光变卖他的钱财。
When Jesus says sell all and follow me, that meant all your riches.
要变卖，当主说要变卖你所有一切的来跟从我，真的是一切。
So I pray this morning that by the leading of the Holy Spirit, we would be able to consider ourselves these three men.
所以，我的祷告是说，今天早晨借着圣灵的开启，让我们看见我们就是这三个人。
The farmer with many barns was not prepared to follow the Lord.
那个有很多粮仓的财主，他并没有预备来跟随主。
The rich young ruler went away sad.
而那个年轻的官长也忧愁的走了。
And all Solomon could do with his 1,000 concubines and spouses is feel miserable about his life.
而所罗门在有一千个嫔妃以后，他所看到的也是一切的虚空。
It's our prayer this morning that we could be honest with ourselves.
所以这是我的祷告，我们今天要对自己诚实。
And ask ourselves this question.
问我们自己这样一个问题。
Are we more interested in the kingdom of man, or are we more interested in the kingdom of God?
我们是对人的国更有兴趣，还是对神的国更有兴趣？
Thank the Lord that the rich young ruler knew he was missing something.
感谢主，那个年轻的官长，他知道他自己缺乏什么。
But unlike him, may we not walk away sad.
但是不像他，让我们不要忧愁的离开。
See, the rich young ruler knew Jesus as a savior.
我们看到这个年轻的官长，他认识主，认识到他是救主。
But he did not know him as Lord.
但是他没有作为一个个人的主来认识到耶稣。
And those need to go hand in hand.
这个必须是在一起的。
At our gospel meeting on September 22nd, there's going to be a lot of talking about Jesus as our Savior.
在9月22号我们的福音聚会的时候，我们会谈到很多的主耶稣基督。
But do we dare tell the gospel friends that not only is he your Savior, he's going to have to be your Lord?
当时我们敢告诉我们的福音朋友，他不但要成为你的救主，他也要成为你的主。
What this means is you can't use your money for yourself anymore.
这所意味的就是说，这个钱财不再是为你自己所用。
What it means is you no longer are you're not an authority of others, you're not even an authority of your own life.
你对别人没有权柄，你甚至对自己都没有权柄。
You no longer have the riches of morality, but you see yourself as chief of all sinners.
你不再有道德上面的丰富，你看到自己是一个罪魁。
And it's only his morality, his righteousness, that counts for anything.
还只有主的道德，他的谦逊能够成为我们。
I dare say, I know I can say for myself, starting Monday morning,I find myself much more interested in the kingdom of man, my kingdom, than the kingdom of God.
我真的要诚实地说，也许到星期一，我会对我自己的国更有兴趣，而不是神的国。
So how does Jesus set this man straight?
那怎么样，主是怎么样回答的？
The first thing he does with the rich young ruler is he corrects him by saying, no one is good.
但是他第一个对那个官长说，除了神以外，再没有良善的。
You know, parents, when your children are acting up, you say to them, "Would you just be good for today?"
当你的儿女表现不好的时候，做父母的，你是不是会对儿女说，你只要今天好好的表现
？I'm not giving you young people any excuse. You're not supposed to say there's no one that is good, not even one.
我不是给年轻人这样一个借口。你可以说 ，OK， 除了神以外，没有再没有良善的。
But it is a reminder for parents to pray for their children that it would be the life of Christ in them that is good.
但是这其实就给我们父母这样一个责任，来为我们儿女祷告，让主的生命。在他们里面。
And then our children would be a mirror. When they're not good, you know what that means? It means their parents aren't good.
而我们的儿女其实是一面镜子， 当他们有什么不好的时候，其实反映出来的就是父母的光景。
This week is going to be a lot easier if we start the week realizing that nothing good is going to come from us.
那这个星期，也许我们能够认识到，在我们里面一无良善，这是一个好的开头。
If anything humanly good comes from us, all is meaningless.
所以我们所在人里面所看为好的，都是毫无意义的。
Our soul is very strong.
我们的魂是这样的强。
And our heart is deceitfully wicked.
我们的心是自欺而且邪恶的。
And we think we are qualified for the kingdom of God.
我们自以为我们好像能够应该能够进入神的国。
You know, this rich young ruler would have never come to Jesus this way if he thought he was going to get the answer he did.
这个年轻的官长，如果他预先知道这个答案的时候，他就根本不会来到主的面前。
When this rich young ruler approached Jesus, I think he was thinking Jesus would say, "Oh, finally, a worthy disciple."
那他在他来到主耶稣面前的时候，他也是想主耶稣会对他说，最后有这样一个有资格的门徒了。
This ruler saw Peter, he saw Judas, he saw John, he saw everybody else, and he's like, "I'm in."
他看到彼得、约翰，他说，我应该去加入。
His qualifications were actually the things that disqualified him.
其实他的资格正是让他失去了这样一个资格。
We love to list our qualifications to the Lord.
我们愿意，很多时候愿意来到神的面前来列举我们的资格。
And the Lord responds, it's your strength, it's your qualifications that disqualify you.
而主向我们的回应说，其实是你的能力、你的资格让你们不配进神的国。
Have you ever noticed that whenever any time someone questions us, we always have an answer to make ourselves look better?
那你知道，很多时候别人问我们问题的时候，我们总是有这样一个答案，让我们自己看起来很好。
I'll give you an example.
我给你这样一个例子。
Not too long ago, my wife and I discussed that maybe it would be good for me to lose a little weight.
那不久以前，我太太和我讨论到，也许我应该失去一些体重。
It was probably her idea a little before it was mine.
这也许是先是她的主意，然后才是我的。
But you know, anytime you try to do something like this, you have to be on board. You have to agree.
那当然，你要做这样的事情，你必须要心里面同意，你才能够真正的进入。
So not too long ago, I said to my wife, "You're right. You know, it's I should lose some weight."
那我对我妻子说，是的，我要去减去一些体重。
So I had a goal. Well, my wife had a goal.
那我有这样一个目标，或者说我太太有这样一个目标。
Which caused me to have a goal.
那因为她有了这个目标，所以我也必须有这个目标。
And we had agreement.
那我们也有这样一个同意，有这样一个约定。
And I think we've all thought about this before, and so there's different ways you can, there's many ways to lose weight.
那有很多的方法可以让你减肥。
And we came up with some things that would be helpful.
那我们就有这样一些事说会帮助到。
And so my wife, I came home one day, and she says, you know, you could go for a walk.
那有一天我回到家以后，我太太跟我说，你可以出去走一走。
And I said, well, you know, I was looking at my phone and it says that I walked 6 miles today at work.
那我就看我手机，说我今天已经走了6个mile.
So I figured that was good enough.
那我想这已经够好了。
And we're eating dinner.
那我们在吃晚餐。
And I went for seconds.
那我又去，吃完了又去取第二轮。
And I got that loving look.
那我得到那个爱的一个表情。
And I said, at lunch today, all I had was a salad.
那你知道我今天中午只吃了那个生菜沙拉。
And after dinner, we were making lunch.
那我们吃了晚饭以后，来预备明天的中饭。
And I added a few things to my salad.
那所以我就在我那个沙拉里面加了一些别的东西。
And I was reminded by that loving look that maybe I was putting the wrong things in that salad.
那我又得到那个爱的那个表情，好像我在那个沙拉里面放了一些错误的那个成分。
But I said, but I don't have seconds at dinner.
那我就又说，我那个晚饭都没有去吃第二遍。
All humor aside.
那所有的这些幽默放在一边。
Isn't this what we do with the Lord?
那很多时候我们在主的面前不也是这样表现的吗？
Every time he convicts us of something,
每一次他让我们相信到一件事，
we have an excuse.
我们就有这样一个借口。
Or we have a qualification.
那也许我们觉得我们有这样一个资格。
When our parents encourage us to read our Bible, middle schoolers.
中学生，当我们的父母鼓励我们读圣经的时候，
well, I read this morning.
你会说，哦，我今天早上已经读过了。
Or I read last night.
我昨天晚上读过了。
Or I read last Sunday.
或者我上个主日读过了。
Parents.
父母。
When the Lord says, love your spouse.
那我们当主对我们说要爱你的配偶。
I bought her flowers.
那你说，哦，我已经给她买过花了。
I cooked dinner.
我已经做过饭了。
And the Lord is trying to knock at the door of our heart.
那主要除去我们心里面的门。
Remember when he was knocking on Peter's heart, do you love me?
当他来敲彼得的门的时候说，你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
And somehow we always come up with a good phrase, a good deed, a good action that says, you know I love you.
那很多时候我们就会想起一个好的行为来说，是的，主，我爱你。
We as Christians are too rich.
那我们作为基督徒，我们很多时候是太富有了。
And we are in one of the weakest points in Christian history because the church is full of rich Christians.
我们而成为这个基督教历史里面最最软弱的一群人，因为教会有太多有富有的基督徒。
The Lord is desperately trying to wake us up.
而主是这样的愿意来让我们清醒。
In the church, often it's our traditions that we're rich in.
那很多的时候，我们是在传统里面太富有了。
This is the way you gather.
这是你聚会的方式。
How many of you don't prepare for Friday night Bible study because there's already a leader?
很多的时候，你星期五的聚会没有准备，因为已经有一个带领的弟兄了。
Or there's at least five people that will talk, so I don't have to prepare.
因为至少有五个弟兄姊妹会交通，所以我根本就不需要准备。
How many of us don't pray because everyone else will pray?
很多的时候我们不祷告，因为别的人会祷告。
Our meetings are rich.
我们的聚会好像也很丰富。
But rich in tradition.
但是是在传统里面的丰富。
When will they become rich with the life of the Lord Jesus?
那什么时候会成为在基督生命里面的丰富呢？
I'll give you just a funny example of tradition.
那我给你一个这样一个有趣的例子来说明这个传统。
And please don't take me wrong. This is just supposed to be fun.
那请不要误会我，因为我只是想有一点幽默。
You know, on Wednesday night we gather in building 2 for prayer meeting.
那星期三晚上我们在那边有祷告聚会。
And traditionally we sing some songs at the beginning, but not with the piano.
我们传统来说，我们在前面是在没有钢琴伴奏的情况下会唱一些歌。
Quite honestly, I don't know how that came about. It's just we do it that way.
那我不知道是怎么样开始的，但是这是我们所做的。
And every once in a while, someone picks a song we don't know.
那有的时候弟兄姊妹会选一首诗歌，没有人知道怎么唱。
And everyone looks up and they look at each other.
那每一个人都抬起头来看着。面面相觑。
And then everyone looks at the piano.
那每一个人都看着那钢琴。
But no one dare go to it.
但是没有人敢去弹。
Because we don't do that.
因为我们不是这样做的。
The piano is played on Sunday morning, not Wednesday.
因为那钢琴只有在那个星期天早晨才用，而不是星期三。
Aren't we funny people?
我们是不是很有趣？
It's just a tradition.
这只是一个传统。
But the Lord is trying to show us how rich in tradition we are.
那主让我们看到，我们好像在传统里面有太多的负担或者丰富。
You know, if we are poor, we would come to the prayer meetings with a broken and contrite heart.
但是如果我们是贫穷的，我们就为一颗悔改的心来到那个聚会，来到那个祷告聚会的里面。
We would come to the Bible study.Wanting to open up the Word and to allow the Holy Spirit to pour forth.
我们来到查经聚会，我们愿意倒空我们自己，向圣灵来向我们充满。
I'm not against riches when saying this, but riches make us complacent.
我不是反对富有，但是富有往往让我们自满。
It allows us to become comfortable.
让我们觉得很舒服。
You know, in the world, we want promotion.
在这个世界里面，我们愿意得到提升。
Those of you in the workplace, wouldn't you love it if your boss came to you and said, you know, we want you to come and present to the board of directors, we like your idea.
那你是不是很喜欢你的老板来跟你说，我们喜欢你的主意，求你来向那个董事会来做一个那个说明。
We might be nervous, but that would be a great honor.
我们也许会紧张，但是这是一个很大的荣耀。
But in the church, we like our comfort zone.
但是在教会的里面，我们喜欢我们那个舒服的光景。
That's why the church universal is so divisive.
所以我们看到这个教会好像因此而被分开。
You know, I go to this church because we worship this way, and it makes me feel good.
我们去这个教会，因为我们是这样的敬拜，让我觉得很好。
I don't like the mega church. I like smaller environments.
我不喜欢很大的教会，我喜欢比较小的教会。
Or I like bigger churches, so I go there.
或者说反过来，我喜欢大的教会，所以我去那。
You know, one thing I want the yes group or the young ones to consider.
我是想年轻人你们思想。
For over 20 years now, I've heard that.The yes group is very nervous praying with the older ones.
我已经听到这样的说法有二十年了。这些年轻人他们在和年长的一起祷告的时候会紧张。
They might not pray as well as the spiritual ones.
他们也许觉得没有像那些属灵的人祷告的那么好。
That's silly.
这是其实很蠢的一件事。
The older ones are probably nervous that we might make a mistake in front of the younger ones.
那因为那些年长的，也许他们会想，如果在年轻人面前有犯了一个错误的话，会很丢脸。
You know, we get into our comfort zones.
因为我们在我们自己感觉舒服的光景里面。
And the Lord wants to cause us to step out in faith.
但是主愿意我们靠着信心走出来。
And let me ask you that this morning. Is there something that the Lord's calling you to do, but you haven't done it?
是不是有这样一件事主招呼你来做，而你还没有做？
Is the Lord asking you to go to someone and ask for forgiveness?
主有没有让你去向一个弟兄姊妹道歉？
But because we're rich in pride, we can't do that.
但是因为我们有太多的骄傲，所以我们不能做。
Is...The Lord asking us to wake up a little earlier to have a quiet time with Him.
是不是主让我们早稍微早一点起来，所以在他面前有一个安静的时间？
But our sleep or our other work is so valuable, so rich that we can't give the Lord that time in the morning.
而我们的睡眠，我们其他的工作是有那样的丰富，所以我们不能把早晨的时间交给主。
All these things that hinder us are just the kingdom of man.
而所有这些阻挡我们的都是属人的国里面的事。
But God wants to call us to His kingdom, the kingdom of God.
而神愿意招呼我们来进入他的国，神的国。
I want to give you an example found in the Bible.
我愿意给大家一个圣经里面的例子。
Hebrews 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Actually, I know there's some young people in here that have memorized this entire chapter.
我知道在座的年轻人里面，他们很多人都能够背。
What is this chapter called?
这一章是叫做什么？
Anyone remember? The Hall of Faith. Excellent. The Hall of Faith.
就是信心的名人堂。
This is a great chapter showing of those clouds of witnesses that have gone before us.
知道这些信心他们如云彩一样环绕我们。
If you're not familiar with it, you can turn to it. We're not going to go in depth, but it lists all those that have gone before us in the Old Testament that were used by God.
这里面让我们看到在旧约里面在我们之前这些人在神的面前他们行走。
You know how I know we love this chapter?
你知道我为什么喜欢这一章？
This is where we get the names for our children.
因为这是我给我们那个孩子取名字的时候所用的。
How many of you Sunday school teachers have taught an Abel?
那很多的时候，那个在主日学的时候，那个老师讲了多少遍亚伯的故事
？Or a Jacob, or a Joseph.
雅各，约瑟。
This is a very popular chapter for names.
因为这也是取名的时候 很多人都用的。
We name our children these names of faith.
我们用这些信心的人的他们的名字来命名我们的孩子。
But I have to ask the question, do we raise them to be men and women of faith?
但是我要问这样一个问题，我们来抚养他们的时候，让他们也活在信心的里面吗？
The first name listed is Abel.
第一个说到的是亚伯。
We name our children Abel, but we raise them like Cain.
我们让我们的把我们的孩子取名做亚伯，但是当我们抚养他的时候，好像该隐一样。
Cain was smart.
该隐很聪明。
He produced from the land.
他在地里面出产。
Let's just say he planted tomatoes.
我们说他种土豆。
He got the best tomatoes and he gave them to the Lord.
他种了最好的土豆，把它献给神。
You know why?
你知道为什么？
Because he knew there would be a lot of tomatoes coming after it.
因为他知道他后面还有更多的土豆。
You know, when we travel in the summer for different conferences, often we stay at people's homes.
那很多时候我们去夏令会的时候我们住在弟兄姊妹家里。
And in these homes, a lot of them have hobbies of gardening.
那很多的时候他们后面都有一个菜园。
And they love to bring their produce to the saints in the fellowship.
他们也愿意把他们自己所种的带给弟兄姊妹。
Just recently, there was a family that was growing tomatoes.
那最近有一家他们是种那个番茄。
And everyone was eating tomatoes in the fellowship.
那所以那个聚会里面所有的弟兄姊妹都吃番茄。
I know Sam and Bessie and Sister Wei, they have fig trees.
那我们知道有弟兄姊妹他们有无花果。
And they love to give figs.
他们也愿意把那个无花果
给 to the brothers and sisters.、
Yeah.
But the question is, how many people that grow tomatoes take the tomato plant, unroot it, and then give it to somebody?
那有多少的时候你种番茄的时候会把那个东西连根拔出来把它送给弟兄姊妹
That would be foolish because there would be no more tomatoes.
那会成为一件蠢事因为不再会有番茄了。
But that was the problem with Cain's sacrifice.
那这就是那个该隐他们所献的一个问题。
He had to hold back.
他必须保留一些。
He had to keep enough riches for himself so he could be self-sufficient.
因为他必须保留一些为他自己，所以他可以自给自足。
Look at Abel's sacrifice.
那我们看亚伯所献的。
It meant his livestock had to die.
因为他所养的羊必须死去。
More than that, his sacrifice cost him his own life.
而他所献的也让他失去了自己的生命。
It's a nice story, but in reality, we'd much rather live like Cain.
这是一个很好的故事，但是在实际生活当中，我们往往更愿意成为该隐。
I know many Enochs.
我也知道很多以诺。
Anyone know what Enoch was known for?
你知道以诺是最著名的是什么吗
？He was a walker.
他就是一个行走者。
He walked with God.
他与神同行。
If you went to his office, his diploma said walker.
也许你到他的 office, 到他那个办公室里面，他上面的那个学位证书写着就是一个行走者。
Have you ever considered answering this question when someone says, "What does your daughter do for a living?"
那也许有一天有人问你这样一个问题，你女儿是什么职业
？She walks with God.
她与神同行。
Your son, he walks with God too.
你的儿子，他也与神同行。
Is that the first thing that we think of?
这是我们所想的第一件事吗
？Or do we think he's a doctor？
那你也许说他是一个医生。
He goes to Harvard。
他去哈佛。
We name him Enoch。
我们取名叫以诺。
But we raise him completely different。
但是当我们抚养他们成人的时候，却完全不一样。
This summer I taught a couple Noahs。
那在这个夏季的时候，我也教过几个挪亚。
And I asked them, "Do you want to be a Noah?"
我问他们，你愿意成为挪亚吗
？Do you want to be a man of no reputation?
你愿意成为一个人没有任何的名誉吗
？Do you want to go to school and be laughed at?
你愿意去学校被人取笑吗
？Do you want to be considered no good for this world?
你愿意被这个世界认为一无是处吗
？Do you want to be considered one who is foolish?
你愿意被人看作是愚蠢的吗
？That's who Noah was.
这就是挪亚。
But Noah also knew the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of man.
但是挪亚知道神的国和人的国的区分。
We would love for our children to come into the name of Abraham.
我们也愿意给我们的儿女儿子取名叫亚伯拉罕。
Mom, Dad, do you want your children to be Abrahams?
但是父母，你愿意真的你的儿子成为亚伯拉罕吗？
It means they're going to have to leave you.
那就意味着他必须离开你。
It means they're going to have to seek after something that they can't show for on their death.
那他们也许要追求这件事情，而在他们去世的时候，没有任何事可以看出来。
But it does mean that they have left a deposit of Christ wherever they go.
但是他们知道，在他们里面有主基督耶稣。
That their lives are one of sacrifice and worship.
他们的生命是一个敬拜和贡献奉献的生命。
Sarah is in the hall of faith.
而撒拉也是信心的名人堂的。
She lost her husband to the Lord.
她把失去了她的丈夫给了主。
Abraham loved Sarah.
亚伯拉罕爱撒拉。
But he's going to please the Lord before Sarah.
但是他更愿意来去讨主的喜悦，而不是撒拉的喜悦。
I can imagine Sarah said, "Well, Lord, I've lost Abraham to you, but at least you can give me a son, Isaac."
那也许撒拉可以对主说：“我失去了我的丈夫，至少你可以给我一个儿子以撒。
”A son who can get married and have children for you, Lord.
那可以，他可以结婚啊，为你生子。
Do you notice she dies just before Isaac gets married?
你知道他其实是在以撒结婚之前死去的吗
？In the kingdom of man, she's a failure.
在人的国里面，她也是一个失败者。
In the kingdom of God, she's a beautiful woman who served her husband and loved the Lord and raised Isaac.
那在神的国里面，她是这样一个女人，她侍奉她的丈夫。
We could go on and on.
我们可以继续有很多的例子。
Joshua.
耶稣亚
We love the name of Joshua.
我们喜欢耶稣亚这个名字。
And we do want our kids to be strong and courageous.
我们愿意我们的儿女刚强壮胆。
You know, any great general like Joshua would love to have a list on the wall of all of his conquests.
那在耶稣亚的那个他的墙上，也许有很多的有写着他很多的那个战功。
And Joshua did have many conquests.
他也征服很多的地方。
Who conquered Jericho?
耶利哥是谁征服了耶利哥
The Lord and Rahab the harlot.
是其实主和那个拉合那个妓女
All Joshua did was walk around.
耶稣亚所做的只是在外面走几圈
There's that walking again.
所以我们看到那个行走
Who was doing the work? Rahab. She was the one that was in dangerous territory.
那谁真的是做了工呢？是那个拉合，他其实是在一个危险的光景里面。
Now that's a beautiful name, Rahab.
那是一个美丽的名字，叫拉合。
But you don't meet too many Rahabs.
但是你不会碰到很多那个拉合。
Not too many parents want to be parents to Rahab the harlot.
因为没有一个父母愿意成为妓女拉合的父母。
But you know why she was so special?
因为你知道为什么？因为她是这样的特别。
Because she was poor.
因为她是贫穷的。
No riches.
没有富足。
Not even her name.
甚至她的名字。
Lost her city.
她城市被失去。
But with that sacrifice and with that poverty, she came into the line of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是因着贫穷，她成为主耶稣家谱里面的一员。
I'll end with this name or the series of names. The prophets are named in the Hall of Faith.
很多的先知，他们也是信心名人堂里面的。
Good names, Jeremiah.
耶利米，很多的好的名字。
Isaiah.
以赛亚。
They're not named in Hebrews, but they're mentioned by their deeds.
他们不是这希伯来人，但是他们因着他们的行为被纪念。
The profession of a prophet is this.
而作为先知，他们所做的是这些
：to have great wisdom and never be believed，
有大智慧却不被人所信。
How would we like that for our children？
我们是不是希望我们的儿女也这样呢
？To have great wisdom, great knowledge, but never to be believed, to be laughed at，
有大智慧、有知识，但是却不被信、被人取笑
，and to be martyred，
也被人嘲弄。
Now, with all of this, we're not to lose heart.
因为这我们不因着这些而忧愁。
The Lord Jesus never asks us to do something that He hasn't already done and has not already given us the strength for.
因为主耶稣不会叫我们做一件事情，除非是他自己已经经历过的。
Was Jesus poor?
主耶稣是贫穷的吗？
Or was He rich?
他还是他富有。
Let's read Philippians 2:5-8.
让我们读腓立比书二章五到八节。
Very familiar verses. It was actually prayed around the table, I believe.
这是很这个圣这个经节，我们刚刚祷告聚会的时候也祷告过。
Philippians 2:5-8 says, "Have this mind in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, counted not the being on equality with God something to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient, even unto death, yea, the death of the cross."
腓立比书二章五到八节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Jesus lived a poured out, impoverished, bankrupt life.
主耶稣他的生命是，你看是贫穷的，破产的，被倒空的。
He had no home.
他没有家。
He had no assets.
他也没有钱财。
And what little money he had, what did he do with it?
他所有的一点点的钱，他做了什么？
He gave it to the crook Judas.
他给了那个犹大。
That's humbling.
这是谦卑。
He had no authority from Nazareth as a carpenter.
他也没有权柄，他是拿撒勒人，是木匠。
He had no authority during the temptations that Satan presented him.
当撒旦来诱惑他的时候，他也没有权柄。
He washed his disciples' feet.
他洗他门徒的脚。
He was rich only in self-discipline.
他只是在自律这件事上有富有。
Or was he poor because he said, "I can do nothing but by my Father"?
哦，也许他更是贫穷，因为他说，只凭着自己不能做什么。
He was poor in his family. Who are my brothers and sisters?
他在家庭这件事上也很贫穷。他问说：“谁是我的母亲？谁是我的弟兄？”
He didn't control his own time.
他也不能够控制他自己的时间。
He had no freedom.
他也没有自由。
He could only do what the Father told him to do.
他只能做父所要他做的。
He had no riches in his religion.
他甚至在宗教这件事上也没有，也不富有。
He had to go to Bethany instead of Jerusalem.
他需要去伯大尼而不是耶路撒冷。
We could go on and on.
我们可以继续下去。
With a man like this, it seems like he needed the rich young ruler.
那很多时候，像主耶稣这样，好像很需要那个年轻富有的官长。
Everything would have changed right there for Jesus had he just allowed the rich young ruler to join.
也许在那个时候，他让那个年轻富有的官长加入的话。所有的事情都会改变。
Let's picture this. Jesus goes into a new village. He has no place to lay his head.
那他进到一个新的村庄，没有一个地方可以枕头。
Rich young ruler says, "Don't worry, I've already made reservations."
那也许那个年轻的官长说，不用担心，我已经预备了一个地方。
They go before the multitude. The disciples say, "We have no food." Jesus says, "Don't worry." The rich young ruler says, "Yeah, don't worry. I already have a buffet lined out."
那他当他们向很多人传道是没有吃的时候，那年轻的官长说：“我已经准备了一个自助餐给所有的人。”
Jesus is about to heal someone, and the rich young ruler says, "Don't worry, I've already hired the best doctor."
那当主耶稣要来救治任何人的时候，那个官长说：“不用担心，我已经预备好了最好的大夫。”
Disciples, you never have to fear being rocked in a small boat in Galilee. We have the biggest yacht available.
那你们这些门徒不需要担心在那个小的渔船上面翻船，因为我已经给你们准备了最好的快艇。
Do you see what's going on here?
你看到这件事吗？
Jesus wasn't just teaching the rich young ruler a lesson.
他不仅仅只是教这个年轻的官长一堂课。
He was saying very clearly, there is no room for riches in the kingdom of God.
他很清楚地说到，在神的国里面，和富有没有任何的份。
It's the very thing that disqualifies us.
因着他富有，让我们失去了资格。
He couldn't be one of the disciples.
他可以成为一个门徒。
Unless he was willing to surrender all.
因为他，但是他要变卖一切所有的。
It's like that song we sang at the beginning.
就像我们刚刚开始时候所唱的那个诗歌。
That rich young ruler was that little boat in a nice little safe harbor.
那个年轻的官长就像那个一个港口里面一艘小船。
And Jesus said, "You're safe in the harbor, but I want you to go out."
你在那个主耶稣对他说，你在港口里面很安全，但是我愿意你开出去。
I want you to go out and trust me.
我愿意你开出去，再把信心定抛锚在我的里面。
Is the Lord asking you to do that today?
今天主是不是也问你要做同样的事？
Are you suffering with a health issue?
你是不是健康上面有什么问题？
Are you willing to cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, only you are the great physician?
你是不是愿意对主说，主，你是那最大的医生？
You young people.
年轻人
Are you willing to say to the Lord, Lord, I don't want to take another test without your life in me?
你是不是愿意对主说，主，我 不愿意 再考任何一个事，如果没有你的生命在我里面。
Many are going off to college.
那很多人要去大学。
It's my prayer that difficulties would arise.
但是是我的祷告，也许我们有这样一些难处。
I remember very clearly when I went off to college.
我记得很清楚，当我自己去大学的时候
I was in a good place.
我在一个很好的光景里面。
Sports.
好像体育。
I had two teams wanting me to play at the university.
我有两个大学，他们愿意我去加入他们的队。
I was pre-med major.
我参加预备的那个医科班。
My best friend was my roommate.
我最好的朋友是我的室友。
And I remember sitting in my dorm on a Sunday morning.
我记得我在我的那个寝室里面，在一个星期天的早晨。
And I had no place to fellowship.
我没有任何一个地方可以去聚会。
Even though my parents had encouraged me and others had encouraged me to make sure I found fellowship.
虽然我的父母和其他的弟兄姊妹都鼓励我去找一个很好的聚会。
I was too rich for that.
因为我太富有了。
I had the world by the tail, as you say in English.Don't know how you say it in Chinese.
就像好像所有的一切都在我的后面。
There was one thing I was ignoring, though.
但是我忽略了这样一件事。
My mom was ill.
我的母亲生病了。
But I conveniently put that in a place that I didn't go there.
但是我把它很方便地放到一个地方，而我不需要去担心。
Then I remember getting that phone call.
我记得我接到这样一个电话
that she had passed away.
她去世了。
And I was wrecked outright.
那我一下子就是好像失落了。
You didn't see it right away.
你好像不是一下子就能看见。
Matter of fact, if you'd seen me sitting right here, you would have probably said, wow, he's pretty spiritual.
你也许看到我坐在这个第一排，他说：“哦，也许他很属灵。”
Wow, he must have the life of Christ in him.
他也许在他里面有基督的生命。
Oh, I was angry.
但是我里面其实有愤懑。
But I was rich in tradition.
但是我其实在传统里面很富有。
I knew how to pray around the table.
我知道怎么样来祷告。
I knew how to sing the songs.
我知道怎么样来唱诗。
But I was dead inside.
但是我里面是完全的死去了。
But after a year, the Lord finally came in.
但是过了一年以后，主才进来。
And he said, "Are you tired yet?"
你已经，他问我说，你已经疲倦了吗？
Are you exhausted yet?
你是不是完全的疲惫了？
Do you want me yet?
你是不是现在觉得需要我?
And I remembered it was so simple.
我当觉得当时是那样的简单。
I said, Lord, I want you.
我说主，我愿意要你。
And I want only you.
我只要你。
I don't need riches.
我不再需要属地的丰富。
I don't need anything but you, Lord.
我除你以外，我一无所求。
Sorry for the emotion.
谢谢你，我有一点激动。
But I'm not teared up for myself.
但是我不是为我自己流泪。
But I'm tearful for our children.
因为我流泪是为我们的儿女。
Because I know I've been such a poor example to my own children.
因为我知道我好像也对为我的儿女也不是一个很好的榜样。
We name them the names from the Bible, but we raise them to be kingdom of man people.
虽然我们用圣经里面的人物来给他们取名，但是我们却培养他成为地上的人。
I don't wish anything horrible upon anyone.
我不是说愿意坏的事情发生在任何人的身上。
But if the Lord is nudging you, respond to him.
但是如果主来提醒你的话，你需要有这样一个回应。
When you go to the university, don't let your studies overwhelm you.
你去大学的时候，不要让你自己完全的被那个学习所占据。
Don't let those parties and get-togethers distract you.
也不要让那些聚会好像来吸引你的心。
Don't let that girlfriend or boyfriend distract you.
也不要让那个男朋友或者女朋友来搅扰你。
I hope the Lord puts just enough in all of our lives to keep us poor.
让求主让我们在生命当中做工，让我们能够在成为贫穷的。
To keep us bankrupt.
让我们能够成为破产的。
I hope middle schoolers, high schoolers, I hope you have a mean teacher this year.
那中学生大学生，我愿意今天你有一个很难对付的老师。
I hope you have an unfair teacher this year.
你有一个不公平的老师。
If it'll draw you to the Lord.
如果能这能把你带回到主的面前。
But if you're the teacher's pet that's always making an A, I doubt you'll learn anything of the Lord.
如果一个老师给你每一门功课都是 A 的话，你也许不能够学到任何有关主的事。
See, the kingdom of God is everlasting.
我们知道神的国是存到永远的。
When you thank the Lord for that unfair teacher, you deposit into the kingdom of God.
当你来思想那个不公平的老师的时候，你就在那个神的国里面存了一点东西。
There's a deposit in eternity.
在永恒的里面存了一点东西。
You will have a joy and a peace that no one will understand.
你会有人所不能领会的快乐。
This country has rejected the kingdom of God.
这个国家拒绝了神的国。
This country has decided that we will follow the kingdom of man.
这个国家决定我们要成为人的国。
And it sped up every year.
所以我们看到每一年都有这样的光景。
I have been teaching for 22 years.
我已经教书教了22年。
I have never seen as much depression among young people as I do today.
我从来没有看到年轻人当中有这么大的沮丧。
I have not seen the amount of confusion among young people as I see today.
我也没有从来看到像今天这样年轻人当中所有的困惑。
I hope you parents realize how evil it is out there.
我希望父母都认识到这个时代是何等的邪恶。
These young people need first spiritual first aid every single day.
这些年轻人他们在灵里面每天都需要帮助。
Whether you have children, grandchildren, older, younger children, please hear this.
不管你是有儿女、孙子女，不管他们年纪，求你先听这件话。
They need your prayers.
他们需要你的祷告。
Your spouse needs your prayers.
你的配偶也需要你的祷告。
You need to send one another off to work bathed in the word of God.
你们需要去上班之前用神的话语相互鼓励。
Our children come home from school wounded.
我们的儿女从学校回来受了伤。
Can you imagine if your son came home and he had a big cut and he was gushing and you would just say, okay, go do your homework?
那也许当你的儿子回上放学回来的时候脸上那个有一个伤口流血你会对他说你去做功课吧
You would take care of it right away.
你会马上就照顾他
I want you to consider this.
我所以要你思想这件事
This is how they're coming home from school.
这其实就是他们每天从学校回到家的光景
Many of us, this is how we're coming away from work.
这也是我们每天从工作回来的光景
But there's hope.
但是我们有指望。
There's such wonderful peace in the Lord Jesus.
因为在主里面有何等的平安。
See, the kingdom of man is external.
请大家注意到，人的国是外面的。
It was like me when I was suffering, but I knew how to dress and sing appropriately for Sunday.
就像我虽然里面受伤，但是我知道怎么样来穿戴整齐，来唱诗敬拜。
But the kingdom of God is internal.
但是神的国是内住的
It's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
是主耶稣在你里面神的荣耀
If we would come into this, oh how even the world would change.
所以如果我们能认识到这件事那我们的世界就会被改变
These people we work with or go to school with that are suffering abuse
这些我们在工作当中在学校碰到被误解
are hurting themselves
他们伤到他们自己的这些人
those who are confused with their gender
他们也许都不明白他们是什么性别
or those with just bad attitudes
也许他们态度很差
if we're right with the Lord and we have the life of Christ in us they will notice it
如果我们里面有主的生命他们会注意到
and they're going to look over your shoulder
他们也许会透过你的肩膀
they're going to watch what you're reading
他们就会看你在读什么。
This world is hurting, and they're looking for a physician.
这个世界受了伤，他们在找一个医生。
Are we pointing them to the Lord Jesus?
我们把他们指向我们的主耶稣吗
？I can say for myself that often I'm not.
我可以为我自己说，很多时候我不是。
I'm living a rich kingdom of man world that makes no difference.
我活在一个人的富有的国里面。而没有带来任何的变化。
But we have an opportunity this morning to repent.
但是今天早晨我们有这样的一个机会来悔改。
Lord, I'm sorry that I have chased after the kingdom of man.
主，对不起，我在追求人的国。
Lord, I'm not going to try anything this week. I'm simply going to come into the reality of being crucified with Christ.
这个星期我不再思想任何的事，只说我和主同钉十字架。
I want the life of Christ to be an algebra class, not me.
我愿意主的生命在我里面，而不是我自己。
I want the life of Christ to be in that business meeting, not me.
我愿意主的生命在我那个工作当的一个每一个会议当中，而不是我。
If I'm a husband and a father, I want to say it is Christ that's ahead of this family.
如果我是一个丈夫，我是一个父亲，我也愿意说主成为我们家的头。
Moms.It's Christ that can feed your children.
母亲是主耶稣能够让你的儿女得饱。
When this becomes a reality, 1 Thessalonians 5 becomes a reality.
所以当这个成为实际的时候，帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章就成为实际。
Very familiar verses.
这是一个很熟悉的。
1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六到十八节。
Write this down somewhere, and when you're at the university, at work, at home, at school, ask yourself, is this how you're living your life?
不管你是在学校工作，把这个圣经写下来，问你自己，这是你生活的实际吗？
If we're honest, we'll say we failed the first one.
也许我们诚实的话，我们就说我们第一节就失败了。
It says rejoice always.
因为说要常常喜乐。
That's impossible.
这不可能。
But what did Jesus say to the disciples?
但是主耶稣对门徒是怎么说的？
What's impossible with man is possible with God.
与在人不可能的，在神一切都能。
Are we going to rejoice always this week?
我们在这个下面一个星期里面，是不是能够常常喜乐？
Pray without ceasing.
不住的祷告。
And in everything give thanks.
凡事谢恩。
For this is the will of God.
因为这是神。
And this is the kingdom that you've been invited to be part of.
这是神邀请你成为他国的一部分。
It's very simple.
这很简单。
There's too much here to talk about in an hour.
这边我们一个小时能讲的有限。
But this week when you're having your quiet time, ask the Lord, am I living the kingdom of man or am I living in the kingdom of God?
但是这个星期当你在主神的面前安静的时候，你问这件事，你是活在神的国里还是人的国里？
He will answer that question for you.
他会为你回答这个问题。
And he will give you his life to come into that kingdom of God.
他会给你他的生命，让你进到神的国里。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you have a beautiful kingdom for us.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，你为我们预备了美丽的天国。
We are so thankful that your kingdom is everlasting.
我们也感谢你，你的国是存到永远的。
We're so thankful that your kingdom is spiritual, not temporal.
你的国是属灵的，而不是属地的。
And Lord, your kingdom is a kingdom of power.
你的国大有权柄。
Lord, forgive us that we have been powerless in this world.
主，求你宽恕我们，我们在这个世上毫无能力。
Lord, forgive us for being bystanders that have been drawn into the world.
我们成为一个旁观者来进入到人的国里面。
Lord, forgive us for looking at our riches and being satisfied.
主，求你宽恕我们，因为我们看着自己的富有而自满。
We turn over all to you.
我们愿意把一切都来交给你。
And we declare our bankruptcy.
来说我们已经破产。
And may it be that all your riches are our riches.
愿你的丰富成为我们的丰富。
We ask all this in Jesus' name.
如此祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.